This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind Monday edition, 1 week from Halloween. Scotty's off today. Jay Thomas is sliding in.
What's going on, brother?
Kind of got Scotty had a little double vision going when the show started, and we don't want to mess with that.
No.
So he headed in to get checked out. I'm just talking to Dr. Scott Jensen, and we're into our final hour. Open phones. Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, where we should actually have. I'm thinking there's room in here for a spa over here. And we put the Finleo like over in the corner there.
Oh, see, now we have more room on the WDAY wing, and I've already brought that up to Hot Tub Mini. One or the other. Yeah. Can we get that hooked up, man?
It's so good.
Or a nice shuffleboard table. Aren't those beautiful?
Oh. Let me just tell you, where we live this time of year, going into the time of year we're going into, nothing changes the game like a Finleo sauna or a hot spring spa bubbling on your deck.
We use them both.
I'm telling you, it's wellness. Yeah. Not just wellness, but it's just state of mind.
15 minutes in that Finleo, unbelievable. I'll hit the hot tub, about 20, 30 minutes in the hot tub.
Yep.
Then go to the Finleo, and wow, man, what a stress reliever.
Sweat just running down you.
You bet.
You've increased that internal core temperature, and I'll tell you, if you can do that, you can solve about any disease or any sickness.
And boy, don't the world's problems go away when you're sitting in one of those?
Oh, right?
Oh!
Okay, just make the world go away. Put on a little Eddie Arnold.
My question is, can you get the hot tub or the sauna hot enough to bust up
stone? Kidney stone? I don't know. I don't think so. That's going to have to be done from the inside out. Yeah. But if you want more info, of course, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Great team. They're really good on the chemicals and the things that you really got to know about that you may not be in your wheelhouse. So if you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com, they have an excellent app for that. And really make it a no-brainer. It's super easy. And it just, when those below zero nights are coming, those days are coming, you will thank us later. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, number 2.com. Well, open phones, 855-217-76, extension 2. We're just talking to Dr. Scott Jensen, who's running for governor in the state of Minnesota against Tim Walz. Text in 701-237-1590. More on the Dominion machines. Also got an email in here. And it goes through days after the presidential election, lawyers supporting Trump, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, began spreading unsubstantiated claims that Dominion Voting Systems, an American company, had rigged the election. They said Dominion was backed by Venezuela and that its machines and software switched millions of votes from Trump to Biden. First of all, I don't think they said that Dominion was backed by Venezuela. They said that Dominion was used in Venezuela as well as other countries where these guys like Maduro just seem to literally have their citizens eating zoo animals with nowhere to, no money, no nothing. The inflation rate in Venezuela is like 1,200%.
Mm-hmm.
It's craziness. But that's what they were saying there. The Dominion's used in Venezuela. It's used in Bolivia. It's used in a lot of places where they do that. Emailer goes on. This is Thomas says, they never showed any evidence. That didn't stop pro-Trump attorneys from making baseless claims and conservative news networks from giving them plenty of airtime. Sadly, Dominion executives and family members this very day, in late October of this year, continued to have their lives threatened. Then Attorney General William Barr, a Trump supporter, said that the Justice Department had found no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the election. Even Trump's own daughter said she agreed with William Barr. Okay, William Barr said the Justice Department found no evidence. How much faith do we have in the current Justice Department?
Not a whole lot. What we are seeing happening with what we call a Justice Department is it's disgraceful. The Justice Department, the FBI, and when I say the FBI, I'm not talking about the guys and gals on the ground. I'm talking about the higher-ups. they have weaponized those departments against the American people. And it's a shame. I mean, my God, you have the FBI going after parents that are standing up for their children's rights and asking questions at school board meetings. It's just the insanity. I just can't believe where we are at. And everybody's hoping for this. Here's what concerns me, Kevin, and you out there listening, that this big red wave is coming in November, and I've been back and forth on that, and I'm not a big political guy. I call my party the garage party. It's a bunch of guys that sit around and BS politics. But common sense tells you that now looking at it, that, yeah, I believe the Republicans are going to take over both sides. But here's the problem. The president still has the power of the pen. And what, folks win in November, don't go until January. What kind of chaos can the extreme left cause between now and then? I think things are going to get absolutely over-the-top chaotic between November 8th and when they're put into office in January. And then even after that, this president's going to go bananas.
Yeah. One thing to Thomas, to your email, I think you're trying to say that there's nothing to see here. I think you're saying that, you know, even William Barr said no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Well, if there's nothing to see here, why has the Pennsylvania Supreme Court appointed a special master on Friday to review allegations that officials in Rural County violated a court order by allowing a forensic company to examine their voting equipment? This is going on, and Reuters is reporting on that. There's the story of the gal in Arizona that, I just watched Selection Code, and it's S, and then it's a different color than the word Election Code. Mm-hmm. And she talks about this county in Colorado, and she was the elector, and she noticed some really weird things going on with the machines that they were using.
Yeah.
Their totals didn't match what they were. So, Thomas, I'm sorry, but if you're emailing to say there's nothing to see, absolutely nothing, don't pay attention to any of it, you're barking up the wrong tree, brother. We know there's something to see there, and we're not going to stop looking till we find out what's up. To say that there's just nothing to see, I mean, I don't know how you look at any of that and go, nothing, no big deal.
I don't think no heads are going to roll. Nobody's getting locked up because of the past election, but with that said, now, the people that want to play shenanigans, they know, or you would at least think they would know, that come election, this election and future elections, that all eyes, like never before, are going to be watching these election places. Weren't you and Alex this morning in last week time? Where's the place in Arizona where the workers are feeling intimidated because people are just watching what they're doing? Are you kidding me?
No.
You have nothing to worry about if you're doing your volunteer job properly.
Right. It was in
Arizona, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of where the city was. I'll find it. Yeah, it was in Arizona. There was about six people with cameras watching a Dropbox. The election workers that had to go pick up the ballots from the Dropbox felt intimidated.
Oh, give me a break.
They felt intimidated. And I can't find it, but I want to say it was in like Sunrise, or it was in a district in Arizona. Some of the latest stories 4 days ago, Maricopa County election officials respond to worker harassment. There's another one. Oh, this was in Maricopa County, too. So, yeah, the supervisors say people are harassing staff at the election office.
By what, filming them? Making sure that the job is being done properly?
If these people really want to be involved in the process, want to learn more about it, come be a poll worker or be a poll observer, he said. They're taking pictures of all of them, and regardless of what the intent of these people who are taking the pictures of our workers, they're harassing people.
Oh, man.
They're not helping further the interest of democracy. Now, I don't know that you can just walk in and be an election observer, or you can just do that, but I don't know why there's a problem, or why anybody would feel, if everything's on the up and up, why would you feel intimidated?
I cannot believe that our elections have become this chaotic in the United States of America. I mean, this goes back all the way back to, what was it, 2000, the hanging chads, was it, whatever. I mean, there's always been turmoil around elections, but never like it is now. And what I find just hypocritical is when the left gives the right a bunch of grief because they question or don't buy into the election, the 2020, but yet those same people were crying foul when they didn't win. But it's okay for them to cry foul. Stacey Abrams, Hillary Clinton, going all the way back to Al Gore. I mean, there's many. It's okay when they feel that it didn't work out, but if somebody questions on the right about it, then it's a big problem.
Yeah.
Then we're anti-American.
Quick Search came up with another group that's gathering intel for its war on the voting machines. Interviewers told U.S. election officials they were nonpartisan observers conducting surveys for educational purposes. They were actually feeding information to the America Project, a group run by people campaigning for the return to hand-counted ballots. In June, a man and woman turned up unannounced at the office of the city clerk in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. They wanted to ask the city clerk detailed questions about how the local elections were run. And they went on about their, so they're gathering all this intel from all over the country. So there's a lot of stories out there about this. They are. All eyes are on it. I hope it's enough. Right?
God.
What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. How are you? Welcome to the Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hope you had a great weekend. Jay Thomas, Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scotty today. Had a little vision issue. We had to duck out earlier. We're hanging out.
I got to address a text message that came in regarding Scott's double vision. Says the saunas and hot tubs are so great for your health. Why, Scott, going to the doctor with double vision? Well, because a sauna and a hot tub isn't a 100% doctor. It helps you through life. It doesn't cure cancer. Maybe it does. I mean, come on, man, really. Here's another one, Kevin. I think this is addressed towards you.
That is like the stupidest question ever. Sorry.
Is that from Karen?
Come on.
The last article actually stated hand-counted ballots are partisan?
Huh. I don't think so. Why would hand-counted ballots be partisan?
I don't know, man.
Well, you know, of course, according to the administration, it's almost impossible for people of color to get an ID.
Yeah.
They don't know how to get an ID.
Uh-huh.
Can't do any of that. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends. First of all, live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. The 4 for $4 is the inflation buster right now. If you're in Harwood or Valley City or Glendon or any of the Fargo locations, it's the buster that keeps on busting. The 4 for $4. Personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, couple of cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. You can make like 2 meals out of that thing, too. You could do like half of the, I mean, that whole pizza is plenty of food.
Oh, yeah.
Half the pizza, 1 cookie for lunch, maybe a little late-day snack before dinner. You could divide that into a couple of nice little food sessions for you. 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA. They are hiring all positions, all locations. PetroServeUSA.com to find out more. Let's see. I was reading a little more about this Maricopa County in Arizona, where they're watching these ballots. And it goes to the machines and all of it. Arizona's Family, which is the organization that is kind of doing this down there, visited Maricopa County Voting Tabulation Center and saw 3 people posted outside of it. At times they were recording and other times they weren't. While a Maricopa County spokesperson didn't confirm if these are individuals they were referring to, they're not the only Arizonans who plan on monitoring ballot boxes and voting locations in our state. There's a conservative group called Lions of Liberty had plans to launch an Operation Dropbox initiative involving dozens of volunteers taking shift near ballot box drop boxes in Yavapai County. That was last week. However, the group paused after the cease and desist letter from the nonprofit Protect Democracy organization. So they got a cease and desist from a nonprofit, Protect Democracy, and has described their operation as voter intimidation. Now, today, the Lions of Liberty said we're moving forward with it in name and site practice. Board member Luciano said, when I'm out and about driving around, I'll swing by and watch a box from a distance. Says he and his fellow board members aren't doing anything wrong, and they're just doing their part to make sure voting is secure. My big takeaway from that is the cease and desist letter from a nonprofit called Protect Democracy. The Protect Democracy nonprofit doesn't want people protecting the democracy, apparently.
No, they don't. Again, hypocrites.
Can you make it up?
You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. What is happening right now in this country with our government, the officials running this country, and look, I say to my program when I dive into a little bit of political stuff, is both sides just need to wake up. You need to be there for the people. You need to realize who you're working for. You're not working to build your bank account. You're working for us. That's your job. And these politicians have forgotten that. And it is pathetic. It really is. I mean, right now, I would say we're living a damn sitcom right now. That's what it is. But the problem is, it's not funny. It is scary what is happening. I mean, look what's happening to people's livelihoods. I went to the grocery store this morning just to pick up some fruit, some vegetables, like I do every Monday. Dude, it was $100. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Watch what happens with gas prices when this election is over. It's going to go through the roof. It's nuts. It's crazy.
They've done nothing to address supply.
They drained down our strategic supply.
Nope. Yep. Nothing.
That Trump built up at $30 a barrel. And what are they going to do? We're going to build it back for $80, $90 a barrel? This is nuts. The crime in the streets is crazy. I'll tell you, man, you folks in Minnesota, and Kevin, you know, you live over there. Dr. Scott Jensen, I hope he gives Emperor Walls a loss. I really do. I don't know about that one, but I have Jim Schultz on my show that's running against that phony, that fugazi Attorney General Keith Ellison.
Oh, yeah.
And that's neck and neck. And I'll tell you, that man is now, that man being Mr. Schultz, what's he backed by, 37 law enforcement agencies throughout Minnesota? That is unheard of.
Yep. And you watch, Minnesota will be Minnesota.
Yep.
And you cannot look at Keith Ellison and say, yeah, solid guy. No agenda
look
there.
Look what this guy did to the state.
Back to your strategic petroleum reserve release, Ken, they're doing nothing. They keep saying they are. They keep saying that, first of all, it was transitory inflation. It was Putin. And it's just on the rich people. And then it's the oil companies. And now it's apparently these evil gas station owners that are charging way. This is from last week.
The retailer margin over the refinery price is more than 40% over the typical level.
How dare they make a profit?
God.
How dare they?
These outsized industry profits margins are adding more than 60 cents to the average price of gallon of gas and keeping prices higher than they should be. This is unacceptable.
Uh-huh. So it's the gas station people making money. Oh, and by the way, she says that adds 60 cents a gallon. That's a lie.
That is a lie.
That's a lie. We've checked with more than one source on that, with the Petroleum Council in North Dakota. Now, that's just a lie. And 40% markup is a lie. Gas stations don't make money on gas.
No, they don't. They make money on everything else that's in the store. You go in there, you grab a pop, you grab a bag of chips, you grab some smokes, whatever. That's where the money's made. And I know this firsthand because my uncle owned a gas station for years, and he literally hated selling gas because he made nothing off it. No, this is back before convenience store days. This is when you could grab a pop out of the Coke or Pepsi machine and a candy bar, and that was about it. You know, people came in to get their cars serviced, but he had to have that gas as well, and he hated it. He made a penny to 2 cents a gallon on it if he was lucky.
Yeah, that's what's built in, and they basically sell gas to break even.
Yeah.
That gets people into the convenience stores. That's why you don't see a standalone gas station anymore.
Exactly.
You don't see standalone gas stations anymore because they don't exist because there's no profit in them. And again, that's fighting to keep the prices down.
And again, you know, this administration and this press secretary Jean-Claude Van whatever. I mean, these people, they have no clue what they're talking about. They have no idea how much it costs to do research and development to get this stuff out of the ground.
Well, they had a press conference on Friday. The topics were Brittany Griner, Russian aggression, student loan forgiveness, and abortion access.
Can we stop with the abortion stuff?
That's what she covered at the press conference. I'll let you hear some of that. And you're going to hear about Joe Biden's energy level.
Coming up.
Oh, yeah. He says his energy level's good.
Oh, it's all that sugar from those ice cream cones.
Ready to go. What's on your mind? Be right back.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump has hired a legal team to address his subpoena against him from the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Dillon Law Group already represents multiple witnesses targeted by the panel, including Michael Flynn. The committee formally served Trump with a subpoena on Friday and is seeking a deposition on November 14th. President Biden's open border policy has allowed 2.3 million illegal immigrants into the interior of this country. This is the worst number in American history and continues to be the status quo for the Democrat president. Hurricane Roslyn made landfall on Mexico's Pacific coast between the resorts of Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan Sunday morning, then weakened to tropical storm force and quickly moved inland. As of last night, Roslyn had winds of 30 miles an hour, down from its peak of 130 miles per hour. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Jay Thomas sitting in for Scotty today, a little under the weather. The great Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones is celebrating his 86th birthday today.
Right here, one of my all-time favorite Rolling Stones songs. Just love this. Monkey Man.
Remember the scene in Goodfellas,
yeah,
where Leota's running around trying to...
Yeah. Watching the helicopters?
Yep, yeah, yep.
That
they're
was following
it.
Me, Karen. They're following me.
I love it. Yeah, Bill Wyman, 86. He retired from the Stones quite a while ago. He wasn't on the last couple of tours. He's getting older. Come on. I mean, we can't all be Mick Jagger.
No.
It's What's on Your Mind. Jay and Kev sitting in for Scotty today, Monday edition. We're a week from Halloween.
Just ripping the show apart.
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow is Election Day. Talking a lot about that. And, boy, I don't know how you look at this and say it's all good. The Thomas's email got me looking at a bunch of things about voting machines. It just keeps coming up. There's more things. There's more groups that are. So I don't know that we're going to solve it in this one election cycle, but I guarantee you there are people.
People are watching.
Big time watching this. Yeah. Going into the break, we talked about Corinne Jean-Pierre. And the word salad executive chef that she is. She's a master chef. She's an iron chef.
I think Kamala's still the master. She's right behind her.
She is pretty good. But the press conference that they had I think it wasn't even a press conference. It was aboard Air Force One. I asked about nothing that matters. Brittany Griner's Russia imprisonment.
She brought that on herself.
Yeah, talking about Russian aggression, student loan forgiveness. And then abortion access. Listen to this one. Oh, wait, here, I got to turn this off. Let me do this. Sorry about that. All right. This is about, she's talking about abortion access. And we have a question here.
The president doesn't think it's acceptable that a woman in the United States of America should have to travel 600 miles to get the health care she needs. It should not be that in the United States.
How is it health care, first of all?
Exactly. Number two, where are you going 600 miles? Kevin, you looked up the states.
Yeah, you know, and she's not the only one that said that. It's like they get a script.
Yep.
Somebody writes them a script, and 600 miles is 600, that's the number that's been said by more than her. Well, if you look, do a search about states that ban abortion. More than half of the 10 states with the highest infant mortality rates already have abortion bans in place. They are Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, South Dakota, and Ohio.
Right.
West Virginia has a new law banning abortion after 20 weeks, though a judge has blocked enforcement of a ban from 1849. Now, if you have six states, let's say you're in South Dakota.
Okay.
You can go to Nebraska. You could go to North Dakota. You could go to Minnesota. You could go west. I don't think it's 600 miles. And I'm looking at all these states thinking, where is there a 600-mile drive involved from any of those states where it's not allowed?
You know what? You know what? When they spew this garbage out, I'd like to see them put... All right, you're going to say 600 miles. Then let's see the graph behind you at the podium and show us where that 600-mile journey is.
Yep. Can't do that because there isn't one. Yeah. And it's not a real issue. There isn't lines of people like trying to get into a Stones concert every day. These women that are lined up at these clinics, you know, needing to get that done. Maybe in New York, but they have plenty of facilities. Maybe in Los Angeles, they have plenty of facilities.
Hey, I got a bunch of new messages here. First one, this is completely off what we're discussing. We're just throwing stuff out there, having some fun. Don't care about smoking it. This must be North Dakota's measure, too. Just want our farmers to be able to grow it for its many uses. Legalize it as a crop.
Talking about cannabis?
Yeah.
Must be talking about marijuana.
Yeah.
That's the, was it Measure 2?
Yep, Measure 2, yeah.
Coming up? Yeah, it's going to happen.
I don't know. I think it's going to be close, and I don't know which way it's going to go. I really don't. Another one says, okay, hold on here. That's old one. That's old one. Says, okay, Chris Larson, you're going to have to help me here. Says, I got 13 new messages, but I must be hitting the wrong stuff here. So if you can, I don't know.
Got another one here. The unmitigated gall of this administration to actually attack gas station owners and call it unacceptable after almost 2 years of doing everything in their power to destroy the very industry. It's maddening, says Adam.
Well, this is the same administration that destroyed mom-and-pop businesses during the Rona.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Another text. Yet, along with the high prices, places cannot find help. The Stamart truck stop on 12th Avenue North was closed Saturday and Sunday until 11 p.m. because there was no one to work. Senex on 12th Avenue North was the same, closed due to no help. That's happening across the board in every industry, it seems, especially the restaurant industry. Can't find anybody. Let's see here. Another one. The Bill Barr nomination just after George Bush Sr.'s funeral made me real nervous. Now I know why. He was there to make sure to continue the cover-up. I liked Bill Barr at first. It seemed like he kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of with you on that one. But going back to that cannabis issue, I'll tell you, I'm going to play one clip from Biden over the weekend. I hate playing anything from him, but he was talking about, he was on the Sunday show with Jonathan Capehart on MSDNC or whatever, whoever Jonathan Capehart is. But there's Joe on there talking about the weed. Here we go.
The idea that someone would sit in a federal prison for the possession and use, not the sale to minors, not the trafficking, not just possession, and sit in a federal prison makes no sense to me. There's no rationale, in my view, for someone and thousands of young people being in a situation where they are put behind the eight ball the rest of their life because they've used marijuana.
So that's the groundwork. In my opinion, that's the groundwork for the federal government. Before he leaves or gets removed, they will pull that off of the Schedule One narcotics list.
Yep.
When that happens,
states are open up.
Yeah, here's the reason that all states just don't run into this thing and say, yeah, let's do it. Because the federal government has cannabis on the Schedule One narcotics list with heroin, meth, the rest of the nastiness, and when that happens, the FDIC, in other words, the federally insured banking, the banks, can't handle any of the money made from that industry. Like Colorado literally came up with its own banks that just handled cannabis money, the hundreds of millions of dollars they had. So he's teeing that up. I'm pretty sure he's teeing it, because once the federal government takes that off of Schedule One, states can do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's right.
They can just go. They don't even have to go to the voters. They can just say, we're going to do this, and it's happening, and there you go.
Can the president do this on his own, take it off the Schedule One and move it? He can.
Yes, he can.
He doesn't need Congress for that. Okay.
No, he can do that with an executive order.
All right.
So we'll see. But the real clip from Biden on the Sunday show with whoever he was on with on this network was him talking about his energy level. You got to buy this, right?
In terms of my energy level, in terms of how much I'm able to do, I think people should look and say, does he still have the same passion for what he's doing. And if they think I do and I can do it, then that's fine. If they don't, then they should vote against me. Not against me. They should encourage me not to go.
Hear the crickets in there?
Oh, yeah.
They were real.
Did you add those?
No, they're real.
Really?
He was doing an interview outside. And, yeah, so it depends on his energy level, you know, and we'll see how that goes. The other thing is the biggest threat. Now, you went to the probably the grocery store recently.
I was there this morning, not happy when I left.
Fill up your gas tank anytime recently?
About a week ago.
We both know we had a celebration of life on Friday for a friend of our son who died of a fentanyl poisoning.
Yep.
Took a bad pill, and young Tyler lost his life because of it.
Don't look at that. That's not a problem.
Well, look at any of that.
Yeah.
Forget about the crime. Last weekend in Chicago, I'll give you the numbers. But the thing you really have to worry about is this.
You have what I call the mega Republicans who are think that it's all right to threaten violence, think that's not inappropriate, talk about how they are concerned about security, but yet you saw what happened on January 6th. The whole world saw it.
Yeah. It's all January 6th.
Mm-hmm. And Putin.
It's a radical. So where is all that threats of violence? Where are they? Where is that? Anybody?
No. What they consider a threat or a threat of violence is when, I'll say it again, when a parent stands up for their child at a school board meeting, or somebody stands up and questions this administration, or somebody points to what's happening to the border, or parents stand up and say, look what has happened to my child. They've died because of what you're allowing in the border. Anybody that does that or questions that, that now is considered an act of violence, and they'll weaponize the Justice Department to come after people. This has got to stop.
But now my point about all of this that I wanted to bring up is that here she is on Kareen's on Air Force One talking about Brittany Griner, Russian aggression, abortion access, and student loan forgiveness. Meanwhile, in Chicago, last weekend, 13-year-old among eight fatally shot in Chicago over the weekend. Here's the number. At least 283 juveniles have been shot, 33 fatally in Chicago alone this year. This year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta. You go down the list. The numbers are in the thousands of people dying.
And you can throw our neck of the woods. Yeah. Minneapolis. Yep. Murderapo.
Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So is now any... I don't know how you look at all of the things that we should be worried about and go, yeah, abortion access. That's the thing. I guarantee you, nobody is waking up in the inner cities of Chicago or, you know, L.A. or New York going, well, I don't have any groceries. I don't have any gas. I can't really afford to pay my rent. But, geez, I sure hope women can get an abortion and not have to drive 600 miles.
I don't. You're preaching to the choir, buddy. You're preaching.
Please tell me how that's important. Nobody's waking up going, geez, I hope those kids get their student loans paid for. I hope Brittany Griner gets that. We do a trade to get that poor girl out of the Russian prison that she is in because she broke the Russian law. Well. You know? Don't pay attention to any of that. Forget about the eight kids that were shot in Chicago.
They're hoping they can pound the abortion stuff down people's throats, and in their minds, if they do that, and they think they're doing that, that we're not focused on everything else. Because again, Washington, the swamp, the bubble, they think that we are just stupid and don't see what's going on, even though we live it every day. And that's the problem. Washington, D.C. does not live in our world. They are out of touch. They don't know. You can sit there and say, yeah, I know what you're feeling. I feel your pain. No, you don't. You don't. You have no clue what Americans are going through.
It's because they're bubble people.
Exactly.
They live in the bubble. Like St. Paul. It's like the bubble people. The bubble people never leave the bubble. And when they do leave the bubble, they find out what the real world's like, so they run back to the bubble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I can't be out here.
Or they don't like their bubble and come running up here to our bubble.
Yeah. Keep your bubble where it's at. Uh-huh. It is What's on Your Mind. Scotty's out. Jay Thomas, Kevin Flynn. Be right back.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
North Dakota needs strong and effective leaders to help grow our state and local communities. Leadership ND is a program designed by the University of Mary to support those who are ready to answer this call. If you're looking to expand your network and enhance your career, join the University of Mary for the next round of Leadership ND. Apply by October 31st to secure your spot in the 2023 cohort starting in January. To learn more and apply, visit leadershipnd.org.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind Monday edition. Happy Monday. Kevin Flynn, Jay Thomas sitting in for Scott Hay. Oh, a little issue. Hopefully he's doing better. A little double vision. When we'll get that checked out. That's nothing you want to play with.
No, it's not.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. MyPillow is, I've said literally every night I've got Mike Lindell all around me. Not literally.
Watch yourself, man.
Yeah. Sheets, pillows, body pillow.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, you got the sheets, the pillow, the body pillow, the slippers, and the robe.
Yep, so do we.
I mean, I love everything. I mean, they're doing all kinds of specials right now.
Do you have the percale sheets?
We do.
Oh,
love them.
Oh,
actually, we
man.
Don't. No. I don't have the percale ones. We have the original.
The Giza ones.
Yes.
The percale are the next step up.
Really?
And if you're somebody that sweats, and I do, because yep. Alex has got to have a gazillion blankets on, and they got dog's bed. I'm telling you, these percale sheets are. Just like the ads, these things are crisp, they're cool, they're fantastic.
Yeah. The Giza ones are just amazing. Mm-hmm. Mattress topper, but here's the thing. He's got savings across the site. 40% off on a mattress topper right now. They've got the premium MyPillow down to $19.99. They got the six-piece towel sets at $39.96 now, slippers, the robes, all on special. Great specials, but go to the website. Okay, MyPillow.com. You scroll down. It says Radio Listener Specials. There's a picture of Mike right there. You click on that. It says Shop Now. Let's go do all your shopping. When you're done, come back. You're saving up to 66% with the promo code SCOTT. SCOTT, as in our friend Scott.
Get you some of that, yeah. Buddy.
Up to 66% with the promo code OFF all shopping at MyPillow.com. And just fantastic products. Great guy, too.
Hey, who's the next stand-up comedy routine coming from? Who are you playing next?
Oh, you want more there?
Yeah,
well, how about some Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, here we go.
How about some Nancy
okay.
Pelosi? So, you know, issues that the voters have on top of mind. She was asked about this. She was on Face the Nation on CBS.
Okay.
And voter issues are? Oh, I forgot to turn that off again. Hang on, I'm here by myself. All right, so voter issues are, Nancy, go ahead.
So Social Security and Medicare are on the line. A woman's right to choose is on the line. The planet is on the line.
Hmm.
Social Security and Medicare okay. are on the line.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they're in trouble.
Yep.
And
politicians and, you know, have been robbing
yeah.
from it.
And you spending $3-5 trillion of money you don't have certainly didn't help.
Uh-huh.
But then you got the planet and a woman's right to choose. What choices are women not able to make? Where is that happening? If a woman says, I don't want to, you know, continue my pregnancy for whatever reason, I'd like to, you know, end the life of my unborn child.
Well, you know,
where can she not? I mean, yeah, there's six states or whatever. You can't do that, but.
When I'm filling my gas tank up for $80, $90, $100 and I'm walking out of the grocery store with two bags of, groceries doesn't bother me because I know they're working on the abortion thing. Everything's good. These people are about as fresh as a damn Foghat concert. I'm not kidding, man. I mean, come on. Good Lord.
Beautiful.
Come on.
Oh, about as fresh as a Foghat concert. But it's not just inflation here. See, we have to. It's everywhere.
The European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. Oh. It's not the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
Did she really just say that?
She did.
The fight is
she
not
did.
About inflation. It's about the cost. Why do you think, Grandma Nancy, that the cost of living is so high? Because of inflation, you knucklehead.
Yeah,
again, about as fresh as a Foghat concert. The same crap over and over.
That the cost of living isn't tied to inflation somehow?
Wow.
I just, and then, by the way, the European Union, the UK, she mentioned, none of those companies, in fact, all of the European countries combined don't have the GDP that America has, that this country has. They're not even close.
Wow.
They're not even close. Oh, and I got one more for you on the topic, top of list for these
people. That issue is very, very provocative encouraging people to vote across the country.
Abortion is what she's talking about. Very, very provocative. Yeah. I can't not get over the first one.
So Social Security and Medicare are on the line. A woman's right to choose is on the line. The planet is on the line.
Forget the border. Forget the crime. Forget the inflation. Forget the gas pump.
Yeah.
Forget the fentanyl. Forget the people dying. Forget the crime in the cities. Forget all that. It's the climate. It's abortion.
And the climate.
I had no idea.
Climate is the whole climate argument is nothing but a hoax. That's all it is. The climate has always been changing. It will always change. You could take every single gas vehicle off the planet, and it ain't gonna do squat.
Dana is in Brandenburg on What's on Your Mind. Dana, help us get out of here. What do you got on your mind?
Well, it's the same old game, but next Tuesday we get the vote, correct?
Yeah, a week from Tuesday. Yeah, a week from tomorrow. Oh, 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
We may have the great change in the country because I think everybody's pretty much fed up with their crap of not knowing what recession and inflation is. But I'm going to throw this out, too, that Jeff Gershon, he got released and he's back home. So good job for him. They got that one done at least, and I'm happy he's back home.
The farmer's home. The farmer's home.
Oh, he is. Okay.
He's home.
Good. All right. Thanks, Dana.
Hey, you're welcome.
Have a great Monday. All right, that's going to do it. We got to get out of here. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Hey, you got it, man. Now I got to hang out with you. Put my show together.
Yeah, it's always great to hang out with you.
Yeah
it's always great when we have to put Scotty's show together on the fly.
Yeah, that's right.
It never happens, but hope he's doing better. Scotty had a little double vision issue. Hope he's doing better. Keep him in your prayers. Have a great day. We'll be back, and we'll do it again tomorrow. And same bad time, same bad channel. For Scott Hennon, Jay Thomas, I'm Kevin Flynn. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 60-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.